Let's go now to Detroit, where 32,000 city workers and retirees are voting on a plan that, if approved, would cut their benefits as part of a massive budget restructuring package. The plan would allow Detroit to climb out of bankruptcy and reduce its $18 billion debt. Voters had to mail their ballots to a consulting firm in California by 5 o'clock Eastern time today. Here to walk us through the vote and where we stand in the Detroit bankruptcy story is Sarah Zwick, Detroit reporter for Michigan Radio. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, we are in the final hours of the vote today. What are people saying who are being asked to cast their ballots?
Well, actually, people who were casting their ballots probably had to have sent them earlier this week because it had to arrive today. And there's a firm in California that's actually tallying the votes. So their votes probably, if they are going to be counted, had to go out a few days ago. But people are saying that, you know, they're just kind of waiting at this point. I mean, retirees have, you know, it's been such a long changing story that they've been put through, and they're just kind of waiting to see what the final outcome will be.
Right. And this is an interesting vote because I'm seeing that it's taken on a bit of a campaign feel with groups within the city workers and retirees sort of dividing along lines of supporting or being against the vote because of the what it might mean for future benefits. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I think that's true to some extent. The retirees I've talked to, overwhelmingly the response that I've gotten is people saying they tentatively were going to vote yes for this grand bargain, which to remind listeners, is this idea of about $800+ million in public and private funds that will backstop any the pension fund, so losses to pensioners will be minimized, and then that would also protect the Detroit Institute of Arts collection from possible liquidation. Most people I've talked to, like I said, kind of are saying that, you know, this is the best we're going to get, and they may not like it at all, but they're sort of resigned to the fact that this is the best they're going to get and cast their vote accordingly. Now, I have seen some talk on social media and some other places of people who definitely are against it very much. But I think that people who are, you know, both pro and anti strongly on both sides tend to be louder than the vast majority of retirees who are just, you know, want to get through this with as much of their pension as they can.
Right. And that's the choice that they feel like they've got to make with this vote. I mean, I'm seeing in the New York Times that one woman, Sherry Ann Davis, who worked as a typist and analyst for the city of Detroit, says she wrestled with the choice but is probably going to vote yes because a yes vote now on this plan would drop her $1,200 monthly pension to $1,150 a month. But if she voted no, that check could fall to less than $900. So is that the fear, that if a no vote goes through, that the cuts could be even more draconian?
Yeah, that's exactly the fear. And this was orchestrated this way by the emergency manager, Kevin Orr, and through the bankruptcy process where they're saying if you don't vote yes on the current plan of adjustment, on this current deal, then the cuts are going to be much more severe. And that was supposed to be the carrot. And most people, like I said, seem to reluctantly be taking it, even if they don't exactly like it, because they feel like the risks outweigh the potential benefits of voting no.
Right. So we've got some tape here of Kevin Orr. He's the state emergency manager in Detroit. On Detroit Public Television's Michigan Week last month, basically urging people to get out and vote yes, or as you were saying, take the chance of getting even less.
Vote yes, you get the proposal, you may not like it. Vote no, you get 30% less at least.
Okay, so that's the choice that people are facing here with this vote. But Sarah, I'm curious, and I think I'm understanding this correctly, but you're the expert here, so help me out, that there are several groups of people who are being asked to vote on this plan, and regardless of how city workers and retirees vote, other groups, if they vote yes, could still push the bankruptcy plan forward.
Yes. I've learned a lot about how the bankruptcy process works, but I can't claim to fully understand it. In fact, I don't know if there's anyone out there aside from a few experts who really do. And Detroit's case is so unprecedented and large that, you know, it's really, we're in uncharted waters here. So, but yes, if some other creditor groups do vote yes, the plan could continue, but the plan of adjustment, that is, could go forward. But if the retirees, and there are two groups of retirees, there are general system retirees and there are police and fire retirees, and the general system retirees are going to take somewhat more cuts than the police and fire are. But they have to vote yes on this grand bargain, on the plan of adjustment, in order for them to get the benefits that it would bring to them. So, you know, while to some extent the fate of the whole plan relies on all the creditors in Detroit's bankruptcy, the retirees hold their own fate in their own hands.
Well, those are retirees and city pensioners, 32,000 of them. As we said, they have until 5 o'clock Eastern time tonight to get their votes in regarding Detroit's bankruptcy plan and their future benefits. Sarah Zwick, Detroit reporter for Michigan Radio, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.